Normally, on K-Pop Parade, we like to start with a goofy cold open. Today, however, we're going to have to start the episode with something else. Today's episode, unfortunately, starts with a trigger warning. Today, we're just going to do a quick little mini conversation discussing some heavy topics, including suicide, eating disorders, self-harm, and similar conversations. The title of today's episode is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number for the United States. If you are not from the U.S., please feel free to visit our Twitter or any other site that will give you access to the phone numbers and contact information you will need to get a hold of somebody. We ask that you please understand that you are never alone. Whether you need to speak to an unbiased professional, a family member, or a friend, please find the help that you need if you are seeking out any type of suicidal tendencies. Professional resources are always available for everyone, no matter your financial status. Options are out there, and you do not have to fight your demons alone. If you are not comfortable listening to conversations such as this, we ask that you please refrain from listening to this mini episode that we are going to do. On October 14th, 2019, at 3:21 p.m., Choi Jinri, more affectionately known as Sully, was found in her apartment by her manager. Her cause of death is apparent suicide. Police found a document, not assumed to be a suicide note, but more of just a diary page of thoughts with her. As of this recording, they announced they will not be releasing its contents. Sully was a child actress and then debuted in 2009 as a member of FX, before leaving to pursue a career as an actress in Korean dramas such as Hotel de Luna, Real, To Beautiful You, and others. She was a constant victim of controversy. During FX's Red Light promotions in July of 2014, it was announced that she was going to take a hiatus due to mental health. In 2015, a year after her hiatus was announced, she was announced as no longer a member of FX. The next few years led to multiple hateful articles about her being written. Rumors of drug use and mental instability were speculated by many gossip sites after she was in Real. She was criticized for choosing not to wear a bra. Imagine that. Choosing not to wear something that is ultimately bad for your body and is uncomfortable, but society is determined that you need it and you are given relentless hell for it. She was very vocal on her opinions about abortion as well and faced backlash for that. Sully often publicly spoke about having social phobias. She stated that she had a panic disorder and a fear of abandonment, cyberbullying being a contributor to all of this. Sully isn't the first person to experience extreme cyberbullying. Korean idols and other celebrities face it daily. People have chosen to become keyboard warriors. Behind a screen, you're bold enough to say anything, and it's time to stop. In 2017, Jay from Day 6 tweeted, "Everyone's words, whether online or off, carry weight. Before you post something, realize that you need to take responsibility for what you've written. Don't ever think, oh, what I said didn't matter, because it did, and you will take responsibility, one way or another," end tweet. Your words have consequences. Hurtful words about weight have led people to have eating disorders that will have lifelong physical and mental damage on a person. Comments about someone's voice could cause them to experience major mental breakdowns. Everything has a ripple effect. We do not see what goes on behind closed doors. Sully was photographed the day before laughing and smiling. You do not get to see the people's hurt all of the time. Just because you don't see the effects of your words do not mean that they are not there. Please stop acting like idols are there to be your playthings. These human beings are not here for you to do and say whatever you want with. These idols are not here to fall in love with you. They are not yours to decide who is and isn't pretty enough or skinny enough. If you don't like a group, literally nobody gives a shit. Don't like how an idol dresses or has tattoos? Get over it. Nobody should be telling you what you should and shouldn't wear or do with your body or hair, so you shouldn't do it to them either. If another person's actions have zero direct involvement or consequences on you or someone you care about, get over it and stay quiet about it. It costs $0 to not comment on something that isn't your business, and it's way less toxic for you and everyone else. If you have the kind of hatred in your heart that causes you to be critical of others to the point of bullying, then I hope and beg of you to go get help. Just as if you were struggling with wanting to take your own life or fighting self-harm or an eating disorder, go get help. If something inside of you is driving you to verbally abuse other people, we ask that you please seek help. To quote Kim Namjoon, quote, "I feel that sometimes people should be respected just for being alive and existing," end quote. Spread love. Be love. Stop hatred.